TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
What's up, San Diego? And a happy Friday to everybody out there in America's finest city. He's Frank Marchese. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's good to be with all of you yet again. Talking a lot of stuff in Padres baseball land, as well as it is a football Friday here on 97.3 The Fan. We got NFL football to talk about, college football to talk about, got a lot of good high school games on tonight as well throughout the county that we will dive into. We'll have Drake Hills on at 1:35 to talk some San Diego FC, a little MLS action for you. Decision day tomorrow. Figuring out where everybody's going to be in the MLS standings and the MLS playoffs coming up as well. So, a lot to prepare for, a lot to talk about on the show. We do got to get to this Dennis Lynn article. I'm going to get to that in a second. I will say, as Nate Taylor put in the chat, now I'm fired up on a Friday, okay? Everybody thought I was not going to be fired up on a Friday because they had the cocktail making class, the mixology class I did last night. Now, it was an old fashioned only cocktail class. It was awesome. I had a great time. It was at Pacific Social. I guess they do this a decent amount of times. I bet you there's a lot of restaurants that do this every once in a while. It was apparently this week is Elijah Craig's old fashioned week or something like that. So my parents got an email. My dad got an email about it, asked if we wanted to do it. I said yes. So I did it. My brother did it. My family did it. My parents did it. And so we went and had a good time last night. It was pretty cool. So aside from the fact that like our table got split up, so me and my brother were with two wonderful ladies. And then my mom and my dad were with two wonderful ladies, separated at different tables. Learned a lot about bourbon, which was great. Learned a lot about the difference between bourbon and whiskey, which is really not that much. There's like specific requirements for bourbon. Anyway. And I learned how to make a couple old fashions. I think you got, you know, it was kind of cool. It was like for $60, you got an app, an entree, and a dessert with an old fashioned pairing with each of them. Got to learn how to make them. And then I got to keep all the stuff afterwards. It was a great time. It was a great time. Shout out to our table that was with us, Mary, who's a lovely lady from a 7-year-old woman from the North County area. Great time. And then later on, I got to meet two other wonderful women that big Padres fans. It was great. And then I think it was Carol and Lori, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember the names off the top of my head. And then some other lady introduced herself after the fact, said, thanks for mentioning us on the radio, because then I got to go and enjoy it with my girls. So you're welcome. It was a fun time. I like doing fun things like that around San Diego. You got to keep it up. You know, it's just, no Padres now. It's time to go out there and find some fun things to do. So I did that on Thursday night. Watched the Bengals and the Steelers while it was going on, which was great. Did you, Frank, did you see what that talk show host said in Pittsburgh on her sister station, KDKA?
No, I did not. I saw the one in Cleveland who was stuck at a time warp.
I sent you the Cleveland one for sure.
He was stuck at a time warp. I didn't see what was said in Pittsburgh.
I think Adam sent it to one of our texts. I was dying. He hosts at her sister station in Pittsburgh at KDKA. He goes, there's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, period, I will get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bengals. It ain't happening. Why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Come on. Why would you do that?
God, people are so stupid.
Why? I don't even care if it was like a guarantee. It's sports. Why would you do that? By the way, not only... Okay, I actually know this guy's name. Not only is he on KDKA in Pittsburgh, Frank, you probably have worked with him back at your CBS days. At the Pony Express, Frank. You know who that is?
Andrew Filippone.
Andrew Filippone tweeted that out before the game.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Andrew. What are you doing, dude? I mean, is he going to talk about it on the weekend when he does like those weekend shows with CBS? There's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I will get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bengals. It ain't happening.
Yeah, no, I've definitely worked with Filippone. Is he gonna
live up to his deal? Probably not.
The internet never forgets, man.
1,000 comments, 1,400 retweets, 4,100 likes on Twitter. Bro. That is amazing. What?
No, I just saw something that really angers me. But anyway.
And that's why you laugh? Why did you laugh so evilly?
Because, again, this has absolutely nothing to do with anything we're talking about.
It has nothing to do with Andrew Filippone potentially piercing his nose.
No. Formula One.
Okay.
The television rights were just sold to Apple TV Plus.
Mm. Yeah.
They have now, as a part of the deal... Formula One allows you to purchase F1 TV, which for $10, $15 a month, you can watch every single race. You can watch old races. You can watch anything you want on there. As part of the Apple TV Plus deal, you can no longer use F1 TV in the United States. So Formula One, for a couple million dollars, just put F1 racing behind a paywall in the United States. I'm going to lose my mind. I hate Apple so much.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
All right. Why didn't you play violin music in the background of that?
Because that I'm angry. No.
Did we not say that the Steelers were fake good, by the way? Did we not say that the Steelers were fake good Frank, we did say the Steelers are fake good. Steelers are not very good. And losing to Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals, who can't do anything offensively, is embarrassing. Fake good Steelers. 4-2 now. I mean, that division's fun. That division's fun. They're all mediocre, and somebody has to make the playoffs. Somebody has to make the playoffs in the AFC North. And you know what? Don't count them out, Frank. The Baltimore Ravens are favored to win every game from here on out, playing teams that have combined won 9 games the rest of the year.
Awesome.
That's great.
They got the Jets every week, I guess.
They probably have to play the Jets. Baltimore is 1-5, tied with Cleveland in last place in the AFC North. The Bengals are 3-4. They're right there, knocking on the door with the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 4-2. Baltimore's remaining schedule, here's who they got. Baltimore's got the Chicago Bears, who have been better, but they're still not very good record-wise. Again, these teams combined have only had 9 wins in their next handful of games. They got the Bears, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, the Jets, the Bengals, who just won. Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers, Steelers. Ravens might be back in the race. Nick DiNucci's Ravens might be back in the race. Thursday games are usually a bust. That was a pretty interesting last night. But you know what? Nate pointed it out. Who wore the yellow pants last night, Frank?
Exactly right.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
See that?
What did they get? A fat L.
Mm-hmm.
Hold this L. Incredible. Incredible. Oh, we got an update from Andrew Filippone, too.
Uh-oh.
Adams just sent it to us.
Great.
Do you want to go find the video? I got to hear what he's got to say.
Oh, gosh.
I got to hear what Andrew Filippone's got to say. We got to probably listen. I don't know. See, he should be smart enough not to use any curse words since he's on the radio. So I don't want to just air it.
You would think that.
I don't just want to air it. So we got to find it, and we got to watch it during the break, and then we got to come back and play it if it's worth airing.
Brother's tweet just says, breaking a special on my nipples.
What a great tweet that is. No context, sports talk radio.
What a headline, dude.
Homer Simpson backing back into the bushes. Facts. Facts. All right. We do got to dive into some interesting news about the Padres. Again, this is why our promos this week have not been like, I don't know, talking about what we're actually going to talk about on the show. Because the Padres just keep it interesting, baby. They just keep it interesting. Dennis Lynn had an article with contribution, or, you know, it could have been a... Let me look and see exactly what it is. It's an article by Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal. So they both contributed to this article about A.J. Preller. We talked about earlier in the week how Jeff Sanders reported that it is expected that A.J. Preller is going to get a contract extension. It was expected that he was going to get one relatively soon. Dennis Lynn has not reported that. Dennis Lynn both times has talked about how there hasn't been really a guarantee that he is going to get a contract extension. And laid out in this article, they asked some questions that I find very interesting about whether or not A.J. Preller will get a contract extension and maybe some more disagreements in the Padres front office that don't involve Mike Shildt. It's a very interesting article from from Dennis Lynn talking about A.J. Preller with contributions from Ken Rosenthal, or vice versa. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. We're going to lay out what they said and what it means for the Padres moving forward as they try to, again, navigate an offseason where they got to add some power bats, they got to fix their starting rotation, they got to find a manager, they got to find some stability at the general manager or president of baseball operations position, and they got to find a way to be able to compete with a team that has now have a 3-0 lead on the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLCS. What was laid out in this article? What does it mean for the Padres? We'll talk about it when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, San Diego Sun 1 Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. Quinn.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris, have a new YouTube page.
Yep, new YouTube page, new show Twitter page, like us. So all of our shows have now their own YouTube pages and their own Twitter pages.
I'm just going to say it right now. We're going to see how cool Gwen and Chris really are. I'm going to tell you to go subscribe to Gwen and Chris. Now, if they don't do that for our show, I'm going to be a little upset. But Gwen and Chris, you can subscribe to Gwen and Chris on YouTube at Gwen and Chris SD. If you go youtube.com/@GwenandChrisSD. You will find their YouTube page. Click the bell. I just did. I did it myself. I'll even unsubscribe for a second to see what the subscription button looks like. It will pull up Gwen and Chris's page. It will say Gwen and Chris. And right underneath it, it will say subscribe. And then you hit this black button that says subscribe. And boom! All set! Ready to go. And guess what? You could do that with our show. Follow us on social media at @B_SURP, at BSURP. You could follow the station at 97.3 The Fan SD. You could also follow our show at @B_SURP Show. And we're also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube page. We broadcast this live. For months now, I've talked about all these videos I have. I don't know when I'm going to get to those, but I'm going to put those on there. Now, you could follow up, you could subscribe to our page at @B_SURP, and you can hit subscribe. Do it. There's a lot of different do-its you can say from a lot of different movies. Do it. But you should do it. All right. So, some housekeeping on that. We got the update from our colleague. I guess I could say colleague. He works for Odyssey. He gets the same direct deposit from Philadelphia that we do. He is a colleague, Andrew Filipponi. We're going to get to him later on. Andrew Filipponi thought it was cool. I don't know why anybody would do this. I would never do this. I almost caught myself from doing this literally before the show started, Frank. Frank knows what I'm talking about. We're not going to bring that up. And I was like, you know what? If this particular team loses, I would, and then I stopped myself. And you know what I did? I said, I will be very upset. That's what I said. You know why? Because I don't want any of this stuff to happen. I've seen it too many times. There's too many bets like this that are absolutely awful. Absolutely awful. My buddy did the same thing. Our guy Perez did the same thing with the before the triple play last year, 2 years ago, whatever it is now. He texted us what he was going to do if they turned a triple play, and then bang, it happened. And I was like, oh boy, here we go.
You speak things like that into existence.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's only the things that are crazy. Like, if you do something that you secretly, like, don't mind doing, you're not. It's not going to happen. But Andrew Filippone last night thought the Steelers were going to win so bad. Like, so much guarantee that the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football with Joe Flacco at quarterback for the Bengals. He said he would get his nipples pierced without any, what did he say,
numbing agent.
And he's now given us an update on that, our colleague, Andrew Filippone. He's probably doing it for the bit. But you know what? I'm not willing to put something permanently on my body for a radio show bit. Are you, Frank? I don't think so.
Should we just play it now? We have it ready. It's only a minute.
All right.
Here we go.
Here's the update from Andrew Filippone about his nipples being pierced.
All right, let's set the record straight. The entire sports world is talking about, of all things, my nipples. So here's the deal.
The phrasing.
I am a man of my word. I am going to get my nipples pierced.
Why is he breathing so heavily?
When it happens, how it happens, how you can watch it, how you can be a part of it, all that stuff is going to be discussed at 2 o'clock on the show today. But believe me on this. I'm not getting off scot-free. I'm not buying my way out of this. I'm not welching on a guarantee or bet. Mike Tomlin did this to me, and I'm never going to forget it. And I'm going to have a permanent marking on my body to remind me at all times not to trust his defense and his team in certain situations. But it's going to happen. And you're going to learn more and find out more about it at 2 o'clock today. 93.7 The Fan, 93.7thefan.com.
All right.
The reason why he's breathing so hard is because he's realized that he's worked himself into a shoot, and there's way too many people out there that are not going to let this slide for him to just be able to back out of it.
And he's not just a local guy in Pittsburgh. He does national radio,
exactly, too.
His following's huge. There's going to be people tuned into that. I will not be one of those people. I don't care that much.
And it's in... what, 36 minutes?
Why would you tell people where to go? Keep them here. We will simultaneously be airing the nipple piercing of Andrew Filippone. He's not doing it today, though. He's going to announce
it's like
what he's
bro
doing.
Said, if you want to watch and be a part of it, what is wrong with you?
Padres diehard said it in the chat. Pause, dude. Pause.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me? No.
Phrasing?
I don't want to be a part of it. Absolutely not. This is why you don't make bets like this. This is crazy. This is why you don't make bets like this. This is nuts. I've seen too many things of shoving certain items in certain places, bets. I've seen too many. I mean, if you're going to make a bet like that, do it like, I'm going to spend an entire day at Waffle House for 24 hours. I mean, do something like that's kind of funny. But also not like permanently damaging to your body, like tattoos. The tattoo thing is crazy to me. Also, the shoving of things in certain crevices, also crazy to me. Why would you ever make these bets? I don't care. I mean, Steelers and Bengals, that was not a David and Goliath game last night. We said it yesterday. Like, I don't know, the Steelers aren't very good. This game might be like somewhat interesting.
No, that was a Jerry versus Attrick game last night, was what that was.
I can't believe the guy did it for the Icy Hot Bowl. I can't believe that that's the game that he decided to be like so enamored with of getting his nipples pierced if the Steelers lose. And how about this, by the way? How about this? He's blaming Mike Tomlin. And I wouldn't have to do this if Mike Tomlin wasn't so bad at defense. Are you kidding me? It's not Mike Tomlin's fault. You know what? If I would have saw that tweet and it was Mike Tomlin, I'd almost throw the game. Could you imagine? I would imagine that Andrew Filippone, but based on that video, probably has criticized Mike Tomlin.
The cortisone classic.
Round of applause for Augie, dude. Round of applause. Yeah, Juan knew it. Guy was already going to do it. Guy wanted to do it. You know what? I'm almost convinced that Andrew Filippone wanted to get his nipples pierced, and his wife said no. So he made it this
bet
to try to get it. And he's like, oh, sorry, I got to pay off the bet. Otherwise, I'll lose my credibility as a radio show host, as a talk show host. Unbelievable. Stop it. All right. When we come back, we're going to get to the Dennis Lynn article about the Padres. We had to just get that out of the way. I just had to get it out of the way. I saw it last night. I didn't know if there was an update. We got sent the update. We played the update. There it is. I want to give a shout-out, by the way, to our boy Johnny, Frank. Our guy Johnny, who's usually joining us in the chat.
Okay.
Him and his boys, the Maulers, are playing at Worlds. My guy Ryan's on that team, too.
Softball, I guess we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Maulers are playing at Worlds in Las Vegas. Worlds BLD Vegas.
Let's go.
The Maulers. D.
Good luck.
Men's D. Going out there. Good luck. Ryan runs the, he's one of the guy, the league directors at the Sportsplex. He plays on the Maulers team with our boy Johnny. And there's a lot of Poway Sportsplex guys on this team. So good luck to them this weekend at Worlds. They got cool uniforms. But anyway, I saw the post. They were all
it's
hanging
over
out.
In that case.
Yeah. I saw the Instagram post that they were getting ready. And Ryan's got the Braden Soprenich Show shirt on as they get ready to go.
Attaboy.
To represent the Maulers and say, you know what? Representing the boys. I like it. If you're gonna wear the Braden Soprenich Show shirt, now you gotta win. That's what I gotta say. Now you gotta win. So good luck to the Maulers this weekend in Vegas. Johnny, Ryan. Keep it healthy. Don't pull any muscles. And the next post on Ryan's Instagram was literally a Theragun, and it said, you know, if I'm posting this, you know our team is old. Now, late 30, early 40-year-olds out there competing in the men's D division for softball. So good luck to the Maulers. Pause one. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at this Dennis Lynn article about A.J. Preller, Eric Grubner, and the Padres front office. It's Braden Soprenich Show continues. San Diego Summit Sports Station, 97 through the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know what's good? Every time we had Anders Dreyer on yesterday, it's a fair thing about San Diego. Oh, I love the beaches. The beaches and the weather. I mean, if you're somebody from like Denmark, right? And you get to play professional soccer in the United States. You get to play in San Diego. That's got to be, like, so awesome. Well, then we had the Gulls head coach on, too. The guy's from, like, Minneapolis. He gets to be a head coach for hockey, and he gets to live in Southern California.
Home opener tomorrow,
that's
by the
right.
way.
Home opener tomorrow. We'll see Sandy the Gull for the first time with Gulliver. Sandy and Gulliver. How about it?
They did something interesting. I just saw. They put it out last night, I think. This is their 10th year anniversary becoming an AHL team. Where that 10 years have gone, I have no idea.
That makes me feel old because I was in college when they came back.
I remember going
to... So did Anders Dreyer making me feel old by saying, I'm 27, I'm one of the older players. Sorry?
That was just rude.
That was rude, absolutely.
I remember going to the first Gulls game when they came back. But in their X logo, the blue X for the 10 years, they have all the names of their season ticket holders.
Nice.
In the X, so they'll be on the center ice logo every single home game this year, which is really cool.
But as part of the Roman numeral,
yes.
X for 10?
Yep.
Are you good with Roman numerals? I was always good with Roman numerals. I don't know why, but like,
no.
When we did that in school, it was like, ha, this is an easy A.
I got it up to like 40. Then when you start throwing V's, then when you start throwing L's and stuff in there, you lose me. I'm gone.
L's is 50.
No, I get it, but like, I get if you put, if it's IV, I know that's 4.
Correct.
VI, I know is 6. Like, I get that. So,
right,
like,
so why wouldn't you get it with the L? It's the same thing. L just represents 50 instead of V representing 5.
No, I understand that, but it's... You don't use Roman numerals all the time, so when you think about it, it's like, wait a minute. Like, I got it when you get to 30, and then when you get to like 40, that's where you start losing me.
Happy Aztec Friday, Frank. Aztecs will play college basketball tonight.
Yes, UCLA.
Exhibition game is UCLA. I love the fact that these exhibition games now, you can now attend. Remember there used to be like these secret scrimmages, and then you'd have like a reporter there? Word was that San Diego State actually beat UCLA by 10 if they were keeping score. Ha ha ha. Now we don't have to do that anymore. We can just go physically watch them.
Meanwhile, UCLA's report was that San Diego report is nonsense. We beat them by 30.
That's right.
If we were keeping score.
Ha ha ha. Everybody won their scrimmages against the teams. And then I knew it was kind of BS because then I was watching, you know, TCU basketball apparently was winning all these games. And then all of a sudden you watch them in the regular season lose to Southeastern and you're like, did you guys really beat Texas A&M? Like, are we sure about that? Like, where was that team? Why didn't that team show up tonight? But now you don't have to. Our guy Sushi Sam, by the way, has got to be in attendance in his floor seats. He has the fancy seats, Frank.
Why you gotta rub it in?
He put in the thing. Find me on the floor.
I saw that.
He's got the fancy seats.
I can.
I've said this before. I'll say it multiple times. Going to an Aztec game with Sam is interesting because everybody in that building knows who he is. He's got players dapping him up on the sideline. They all know him. Miles Byrd, like, straight up. Oh, what's up, Sammy? When I went with him, I shook Agwek Arope's hand because he knew Sam, and he called him Sammy.
Wow.
I'm like, that's Agwek Arope. How about that? Aztec lore, Sam. Sushi Sam is the Aztec president. You know what? I haven't seen him and De La Torre in the same place at the same time. Could be true. Could be true. All right, let's talk about the Padres for a second. So we had another article come out. Oh, I got sent the, that is sweet.
Squirrel!
Our boy Double D from the Gulls sent me the mid-ice logo.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's got all the names
really
on there.
Cool, yeah.
It's super cool in the Roman numeral. X for the 10 years. That's well done. That is well done. Phenomenal job, Derek, and everybody else with the Gulls. Round of applause. Go get a dub tomorrow against the Henderson Silver Knights. All right, let's talk about this article. Okay, we've had articles about the they are the gift that keeps on giving right now. I thought for sure we'd have to tread water until at least Padres-related information, until at least the end of the World Series, which was going to be around Halloween. And then once you make it to November, it starts to, you know, the 5 days after talking about free agency and everything like that, because it opens up and then you build into the winter meetings at the beginning of December. You make it through that stretch. You get to the holidays, right? Makes it easier. And then it's just January you got to get through. You're not talking about Padres baseball. Those are the days where it starts to get mundane. And then you get close. So once February rolls around, you know you got pitchers and catchers reporting. But we have had a lot of news. Mike Schilt announces retirement on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we had the press conference, Zoom conference. Then on Wednesday, we had the article about Mike Schilt and how he handles, you know, what it was like working for Mike Schilt, as laid out by Kevin Acey. And then yesterday, some little bit of aftermath of that, we had the kind of news about Albert Pujols, not really. And then last night, going into today's show, this morning we had an article about a little bit with AJ Preller and his future, as written by Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal. This is what the article talked about. AJ Preller is entering his final year of his contract with the Padres. We all know this. Despite back-to-back 90-win seasons and record-breaking attendance, his job security is in question, as laid out in this article. Reports indicate a new extension is possible, but not guaranteed. That conflicts the report from Jeff Sanders, does it not, Frank?
Kind of directly.
That's a direct, opposite of what Jeff Sanders said earlier in the week, saying it was like almost imminent that he was going to get an offer. Not that he was going to sign a contract extension, but that he was going to get an offer. Reports indicate a new extension is possible, but not guaranteed. I guess that kind of says what Jeff Sanders was saying, though. Right? He says it's likely going to happen. Well, something likely going to happen, Frank, doesn't mean it's actually going to happen. So it's kind of vague right now whether or not AJ Preller is going to get a contract extension. This comes amid the Mike Schilt sudden resignation, reportedly after tension with coaches and members of the front office. Now, again, I think he was retiring regardless. Like we talked about this week. Mike Schilt being done with managing because of XYZ can be true, as well as he did not, you know, he just wasn't super nice to his staff. I'll just put it that way. Padres leadership dynamics have shifted dramatically since Peter Seidler's passing in 2023, altering who really holds power at the top. Now, then they talk about maybe a little bit of a rift between Eric Grubner and AJ Preller. Now, that's not what they said. Both Eric Grubner did not comment on this article, and AJ Preller went out there and said, like, he's got a good, strong, productive relationship with Eric Grubner. So this is what it was said in the article. Also, it mentioned CEO Eric Grubner quietly received a multi-year extension and owns an equity stake in the team. That is reported by Dennis Lynn and Ken Rosenthal. Sources describe rising tension between Grubner and Preller despite their public claims of, quote, a strong, productive relationship. This is what's getting reported. I'm just telling you what's getting reported. Grubner's influence reportedly outweighs Preller's now, especially in big organizational decisions. Notably, when the Padres hired Mike Schilt in 2023, industry insiders believe Preller wanted Ryan Flaherty instead, but was overruled by Eric Grubner and ownership. The optics of this, of course, is locked in long term, while Preller looks like a lame duck general manager. They talk about the Mike Schilt situation. Schilt announced his retirement on Monday, citing physical and mental toll, but multiple reports suggest internal conflict was a major factor. Known as a micromanager during his St. Louis tenure, Schilt clashed with some Padres coaches. Publicly, both he and Preller downplayed any feud, calling disagreements healthy and in a competitive environment. Behind the scenes, though, several in baseball believe his exit saved Preller from another firing. As one rival manager texted, quote, "They can't fire another one under Preller, just can't." Schilt's departure adds to a staggering list of managerial changes under Preller: Bud Black, Pat Murphy, Andy Green, Jace Tingler, Bob Melvin, and now Mike Schilt. Preller has now overseen six managers since taking over in 2024. No other GM in baseball has come close. Despite the churn, the Padres have become one of MLB's premier attractions: sellouts, star power, playoff appearances. Yet insiders describe frustration and exhaustion with Prettler's management style, long hours, micromanagement, constant staff turnover. Multiple longtime front office members have resigned in the last 2 years. Fred Ullman Jr., Wells Oliver. His defenders say that friction comes with ambition, that Preller's boldness turned a once irrelevant franchise into a contender. They mention the Seidler factor. Late owner Peter Seidler gave Preller near total autonomy, calling him, quote, my baseball guy. Since Seidler's death, that trust and freedom have diminished. Eric Katsenda, who is Seidler's longtime business partner, and John Seidler, Peter's brother, now oversee operations and are believed to favor Gruppner's steadier approach. The key question now is, would the Padres really extend Preller without Seidler around to champion him? And the other question is, are they going to allow A.J. Preller to make the managerial hire? Preller has already begun the search for the next Padres manager, and Ryan Flaherty is expected to be a top candidate, but the optics are complicated. Would ownership let Preller hire another manager if his own future isn't secure? And one Padres official admitted, quote, in this article, in a perfect world, you want matching terms for the general manager and the manager. Without that, it risks creating a lame duck general manager scenario that could destabilize the franchise even further. Here's what's interesting to me about this. And I heard Ben Woods talking about this with Mike Schilt, right? About him leaving, and there was like all these problems behind the scenes, and they said, like, he still won. So you can't like discredit how they're able to get the results. But this paradox is interesting. Like, the Padres have never been more relevant or profitable. And apparently, it's just more internal potential chaos from what we're reading. On the field, 180 wins in two seasons, consistent playoff contention. Off the field, three executives, six managers, and a changing power structure in just 2 years. And you think about what they've done. Like, there's obviously some type of rift or conversation. It's not all everybody's not everybody's chummy. Now, here's the thing. You're not going to be like that in any aspect of work, right? Like, anybody that works, right? You're there to do a job. You're not necessarily there to be friends with everybody. You can be cordial. You can be nice. It's called being professional. There's nothing in here that says that our organization is not doing things professionally. None of it. Everything's professional. And the fact of the matter is, both sides of this entity, right? Eric Gruppner is doing a great job of making money for the Padres. His results speak for themselves. A.J. Preller has done a great job of winning baseball games. The results speak for themselves. So despite all of this that is getting reported about the Padres' internal workings, they've never been more profitable. They've never sold out as many games. They've never been more the talk of San Diego. Those are all things that Eric Gruppner's job is to do. And then on the other side, the Padres have never won this many games in this many and like back-to-back seasons. They've gotten to the playoffs four of the last 6 years, which, by the way, before that period of time, they had gone to the playoffs five times in 50 years. And the Padres finally have superstars and people on the team that fans want to watch. So in terms of like overall goals, aside from the World Series, they're achieving both sides of what is a baseball business. Winning games, pleasing fans. Now, a lot of people are upset they didn't win a World Series, but you know what? It's still better than what it was. Winning games, pleasing fans, making money. They're doing all three of those things. Which is interesting that they're able to do that despite maybe some internal rifts within the organization. Now, A.J. Preller said that he has a good working relationship with Eric Gruppner. But it's interesting to see how this is going to play out. Now, this is all being reported from Dennis Lynn. This is not like rumblings that I've heard or anything like that. I'm just telling you what's being reported. But even if there is some type of rift, the Padres have done well in acquiring talent. They've done well in filling out the seats. They've done well in winning baseball games. They've done well in making money. They've done well in making Petco Park like the best place to be in Major League Baseball. But is this the reason why they can't win a World Series? I mean, maybe. I just find that if you were to go take a deeper dive into a lot of different organizations, you probably are finding a lot of the same. I don't think there's any organization that's like super perfect. And this usually comes out when you don't win and things happen. And all of a sudden, people start talking and sources start talking and they start telling reporters what's going on to try to get some things out there. But I thought that was a very interesting article from Dennis Lynn. I think it was a very interesting article from Ken Rosenthal, and we'll see how it plays out. But Frank, you look at this article and like what could potentially, the results are speaking for themselves. Does it matter how they get to those results if you're in a results-based business?
It shouldn't, but if egos are at play, you never know how that's going to change the dynamic because, as you put it, Grubner's doing his part. He's doing his job, and he's doing it well. And so is A.J. Preller. They're both succeeding at the highest levels and doing it in a way that this city and this franchise have never seen before. They should both be embracing that and figuring out how to work together to get over that hump instead of hearing reports about these rifts. And this is what I had mentioned earlier this week when I said that if you let A.J. Preller walk or, God forbid, you fire A.J. Preller, that is a red flag to any potential general manager candidate out there saying, hey, this team is winning. Why are you letting go of the architect who's in charge, who's responsible for building this team into the winning team that it is? That is a big red flag to anyone who would think about coming in and wanting this job. Is the Padre organization right now, you mentioned it is, this is something that usually comes out when teams are losing, when teams are not doing well. It should be a bigger red flag that it's coming out now when the team is seeing unprecedented success, that these problems are so pervasive that they're being reported on when the team is at a height that it has never seen before. That should be a bigger concern, that these problems are so vast and are so troubling to people inside the front office or inside the organization that they are feeling the need to talk to reporters to get this story out. That's troubling.
I thought the other thing that was interesting in there is they mentioned like opportunities for A.J. Preller to leave. Now, there's not a lot of those opportunities. He said in a press conference earlier this week, in the Zoom press conference, that he loves the Padres in the city of San Diego. I'm proud of what we've all built here, and I'm looking forward to the offseason work ahead. And he declined to comment further. But later on, it was mentioned about how they, you know, it would be interesting, or I should say, there might be an opportunity for A.J. Preller to leave. And the only job that was mentioned was the Colorado Rockies job. I'm trying to find the exact part. Here it is.
That wasn't even the general manager job. That was for president of baseball ops.
Which is what he is with the Padres. Yeah. He's the president of baseball and the general manager. The president of baseball gets paid more, so a lot of these GMs like that job instead of being the GM. Kind of a money thing. All right. This is a direct quote from the article. If Preller should wish to explore other options outside of San Diego, the landscape is limited. The Colorado Rockies are the only team with an opening for their head of baseball operations. Toronto Blue Jays executive and former Houston Astros GM James Click, Kansas City Royals assistant GM Scott Sharp, and Cleveland Guardians assistant GM Matt Forman have interviewed for that position. For Preller to become involved, the Padres would need to grant permission for the Rockies to speak to him and allow him out of the final year of his contract the way they did with Bob Melvin when he left to become the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Now, not all those jobs are open right now. I don't think it's just going to be the Rockies' job, and there might be a job that could open up that might tickle AJ Preller's fancy. We'll talk about that and get your phone calls when we come back to start the 11 o'clock hour. San Diego's Urban Sports Station, 97 through the Fan. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97 through the Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.